What you'll be able to do after this lesson. Lesson 11, establish the variational language. The elbow, the reparameterization trick, the two RL applications, latent state world models, Maxent RL. Lesson 11 closed with a promise. The entire RL problem can be cast as variational inference. This lesson redeems that promise. By the end of this lesson, you can build the graphical model that turns the RL trajectory, a sequence of states and actions, into a Bayesian inference problem by introducing binary optimality variables OT, where the probability that OT equals 1, given the state and action, is proportional to the exponential of the reward divided by alpha. The Maxent RL problem is then infer the posterior over actions given that all the optimality variables equal 1. Derive the soft Bellman backup. Compute soft Q values and the resulting policy by hand on a small two-action terminal example. Verify both limits. Alpha approaching 0 recovers the hard Bellman backup. Alpha approaching infinity recovers the uniform policy. Recognize SAC Lesson 11 as the practical algorithm that implements this backup. The two networks, soft Q critic and stochastic actor, are exactly the inference machinery this framework derives. Identify RLHF as the same framework with a different prior. Replace the uniform action prior with the pre-trained model, and you get the KL regularized PPO objective from Lesson 8. This lesson closes Phase 2. Lessons 6 through 12 have built the algorithmic core, DQNPO, model-based, variational inference, control as inference. Phase 3, Lesson 13 onward, covers the production applications with RLHF as the killer example. Recap, why this reformulation? Modern RL has accumulated a zoo of algorithms with seemingly different objectives. DQENN minimizes squared TD error, PPO maximizes a clipped surrogate, ESSAC adds an entropy bonus, RLHF clips against the pre-trained model. Each justification reads ad hoc on its own. The control as inference framing answers a single question. Is there one principled objective from which all these algorithms fall out? Answer, yes, with appropriate choice of prior temperature evidence. The framework is variational inference in a graphical model engineered specifically for RL. The Levine 2018 tutorial review is the canonical reference. This lesson follows its construction. Toussaint and Storkey, 2006, had the pre-deep learning version a decade earlier. The graphical model. Start with a standard Markov decision process. A trajectory tau, a sequence of states and actions, with a prior that factorizes into the initial state distribution, the action prior at each step, and the transition dynamics. The standard action prior is uniform. Call this the uninformative prior. The clever trick? Introduce binary optimality variables, OT, taking value 0 or 1 for each time step. Define. Alpha is a temperature hyperparameter. With this definition, OT equals 1 is more probable when the reward is high. The trajectory becomes evidently optimal if all the optimality variables equal 1. Note, the exponential of the reward over alpha is not normalized as a probability. We can renormalize implicitly later. For now, treat it as an unnormalized likelihood, an energy in physics terms. The full joint distribution is the RL problem. Find the posterior over actions given that all optimality variables equal 1, i.e., the trajectory was optimal. By Bayes' rule, where the return is the sum of rewards over the trajectory. So the posterior distribution over trajectories is proportional to the prior weighted by the soft Boltzmann factor, the exponential of the return divided by alpha. Higher return trajectories are more probable. The temperature alpha controls how sharply. This is the same structure as a Boltzmann distribution over physical states with energy minus the return. Low energy, high reward states are more probable. the temperature alpha plays the role of KT in statistical mechanics. Backward message passing, the natural inference question. Given the optimality evidence at all future time steps, what's the probability of each action now? Mathematically, compute the probability of the action given the current state and that all future optimality variables equal 1. By Bayes, where the backward message beta is the probability that all future optimality variables equal 1 given the current state and action. It satisfies a backward recursion, where V at S at time T plus 1 is defined as the sum over actions at time T plus 1 of the action prior at the next state times the backward message at the next state, which is the marginalized backward message at the next state. Taking logs. Define the soft Q value, Q soft, as alpha times the log of the backward message. Then, and define the soft value, V soft, as alpha times the log of the marginalized backward message, which equals alpha times the log of the sum over actions of the action prior times the exponential of Q soft over alpha. With a uniform action prior of 1 over the number of actions, the constant minus alpha times the log of the number of actions is the entropy of the uniform prior. It cancels out in the policy improvement step, so most expositions drop it and write the soft value function as two derivation steps got compressed here that are worth surfacing. The exact backward message at line 107 carries a log E factor over next states. Rewriting that exact log E factor gives the naive exact inference form. Qsoft equals the reward plus alpha times the log of the expectation over next states of the exponential of Vsoft over alpha. That form treats the dynamics posterior as if the agent controlled it and is risk-seeking. Optimistic under stochastic transitions, the optimism problem of message passing. The variational correction fixes the dynamics posterior to the true transition distribution, replacing the log E factor with the plane expectation, gamma times the expected next state Vsoft. The discount gamma is the standard RL discount. Classic control as inference is undiscounted. Mixing gamma here is a pedagogical blend so the backup composes with the rest of the track. With those two corrections, the soft Bellman backup has its two recursions. Subtle point, the axis is exact inference versus variational, not deterministic versus stochastic. Naive exact inference message passing under stochastic transitions yields a soft Q value of the reward, plus alpha times the log of the expectation over next states of the exponential of V soft over alpha, a log sum exp over next states that is risk-seeking, optimistic under uncertainty, the optimism problem of naive message passing. The variational correction restores the plane expectation, the reward plus gamma times the expected next state Vsoft, which is the form SAC actually uses regardless of whether dynamics are deterministic or stochastic. Levine 2018 makes the axis explicit. Exact inference is appropriate for deterministic dynamics, variational inference for stochastic. The soft policy. The posterior over actions at state ST is using Vsoft as alpha times log Z from the partition function definition. This is a Boltzmann distribution over actions with energies of minus Qsoft and temperature alpha. Two limits sanity check the framework. The temperature alpha interpolates between two known limits. Limit alpha approaching 0, deterministic, hard, Bellman. Alpha times the log of the sum over actions of the exponential of Q over alpha approaches the max over actions of Q as alpha approaches 0, log sum XP converges to max. So, the standard RL machinery from phase 1 and the early phase 2 lessons. Hard Bellman is the zero temperature limit of soft Bellman. Limit alpha approaching infinity. Uniform policy. As alpha approaches infinity, the soft max becomes flat. Every action looks roughly equally good. The policy, P soft, becomes uniform. No information from rewards is being used. The sweet spot. Real applications pick alpha in between. SAK tunes alpha automatically. Harnoja et al. 2018 has the automatic temperature variant. RLHF uses the analogous beta parameter. Current systems pick beta between 0.01 and 0.1 typically. The principled interpretation, alpha or beta, is the information rate at which rewards drive the policy. Small alpha equals greedy use of reward signal, low entropy. Large alpha equals high entropy. Lots of exploration. Regularization. The variational view names this trade-off explicitly. Worked example. Two action MDP terminal after one step. Set up the smallest non-trivial case. Single state, two actions. Action one and action two. Both terminate immediately after one step. The reward for action one is one. The reward for action two is zero. Alpha equal wama. Compute soft Q values. Terminal one step. There is no continuation. So the soft Q value equals the reward. Compute soft value. Compute soft policy. Check. 0.731 plus 0.2689 is 1.0. The two probabilities sum to one, as a normalized policy must. The soft policy is stochastic. Action 1 with probability 0.73, action 2 with probability 0.27. A pure greedy policy would always take action. 1. Probability 1.0. The variational view says the right thing to do depends on alpha. At alpha equals 1, you take the better action most of the time, but not always. The lower reward action retains 27% probability because the entropy bonus rewards exploration. Limit check. At alpha equals 0.01. The soft probability of action 1 is about 1.0, greedy, since the exponential of 100 dominates. At alpha equal 100, the soft probability of action 1 is about 0.502, almost uniform, since 1.01 over 2.01 is close to 1/2. The dual path verification. In the alpha approaching 0 limit, soft policy reduces to greedy, hard Bellman. In the alpha approaching infinity limit, soft policy reduces to uniform. The framework matches the known endpoints exactly. SAC implements the soft Bellman backup. Soft actor critic. Lesson 11 mentioned it. Here is the connection in full. SAC maintains two networks. Soft Q critic, Q fee, trained to minimize the squared error against the soft Bellman target. The reward plus gamma times the expected next state Vsoft, stochastic actor, the policy parameterized by theta. Trained to minimize the KL divergence from the policy to the Q Boltzmann posterior implied by the current critic. The actor objective is match the soft posterior implied by the current Q. The critic objective is regress to the soft Bellman target implied by the current actor and Q. Iteratively, both converge to the variational fixed point Qsoft, Pisoft. The crucial detail SAC adds. The policy is reparameterized. Lesson 11. The action is the mean mu theta plus the standard deviation sigma theta times epsilon, with epsilon drawn from a standard normal. The KL divergence to the Q Boltzmann posterior has closed form gradients through this reparameterization. This is what makes SAC trainable end-to-end. SAC's soft qualifier in every term, soft Q sim, learning, soft policy iteration, soft Bellman backup, is not a stylistic choice. It refers exactly to the log sum XP value function and the Boltzmann policy that fall out of this framework. RLHF is the same framework with a different prior. Lesson 8 introduced KL regularized P with an objective that is the clipped surrogate minus beta, times the KL divergence from the policy to the pre-trained model. The control as inference framing recovers this exactly. the graphical model has the same optimality variables, with the optimality probability proportional to the exponential of the reward over beta. The action prior is not uniform. It is the pre-trained model. The variational objective, the expected reward minus beta times the KL divergence from the policy to the pre-trained model, is the elbow for the RL-HF graphical model. Two minor caveats. RLHF is sequence level rather than per time step. The optimality variable equals 1 for the whole completion, with the cumulative reward model score as the reward. The within completion structure is simpler than full RL because the reward model only fires once per completion. The CLIP surrogate from PPO is the practical optimizer for the surrogate objective, not part of the variational derivation. The variational framework derives the objective. PPO is the gradient step machinery for optimizing it. Pick a different prior, get a different algorithm. Uniform gives SAC. Pre-trained gives RLHF. Demonstrations give imitation bootstrapped policy improvement. Each algorithm is the variational solution to the same graphical model template with different prior choice. The fleet pattern. Training objective determines what the model learns. The variational unification revealed in this lesson is one instance of a broader pattern that has emerged across multiple modern ML-RL subfields. MuZero, Lesson 10. Train the model for planning quality, policy plus value plus reward losses, not raw observation reconstruction. Different loss, different model. Variational inference. L11. The entropy bonus in SAC is the KL regularizer in disguise. Pick the prior, get the algorithm. This lesson, L12. The entire RL framework follows from the choice of evidence, the optimality variables equal 1, prior, the action prior, and temperature, alpha. Representation learning, Track 24 Contemporary. JAPA style algorithms, ASRAN et al. 2023. Skip pixel reconstruction in favor of predicting masked latent representations. The surface reproduction tax of pixel decoding wastes capacity on details that do not matter for downstream tasks. All four instances share the same insight. The loss function determines what the model learns to do well. Changing the loss equals changing what you want the model to optimize. Variational inference makes this principle explicit. The other examples are different incarnations of the same idea. This is the conceptual capstone for phase 2. The algorithmic zoo from L4 L10 N10, plus the variational reframing in L11 L12, plus the cross-subfield pattern across model-based RL, MaxEnt RL, RLHF, and representation learning, all reduced to pick the right loss for what you want. The right algorithm follows from the right loss. Common pitfalls. Conflating the temperature alpha with the discount gamma. They serve different roles. Alpha controls how sharply rewards drive the policy, entropy versus reward trade-off. Gamma controls how heavily future rewards count against present ones. They appear in different parts of the recursion. Confusing the exact versus variational axis with the deterministic versus stochastic axis. Under stochastic dynamics, naive exact inference yields a soft Q value of the reward plus alpha times the log of the expectation over next states of the exponential of Vsoft over alpha, a log sum exp over next states that is risk-seeking, optimistic under uncertainty. The variational correction restores the plain expectation, the reward plus gamma times the expected next state Vsoft, which is what SA actually optimizes regardless of whether the dynamics are deterministic or stochastic. The right framing per Levine, 2018. Exact inference for deterministic dynamics, variational inference for stochastic. The log sum XP / soft max stays over actions. In V soft, never over next states in the actual backup. Treating the framework as algorithm specific. The framework is structural. It says, if you want a stochastic policy, here's the principled objective with that property. The choice of algorithm to optimize the objective, PPO clipped surrogate, natural gradient, off-policy actor critic, is separate. Skipping the prior choice. Variational without specifying a prior is incomplete. The prior is the design knob. The framework needs it to be informative. Treating control as inference as just a notational trick. It is also a generative modeling trick. The graphical model can be used to sample optimal trajectories. Sampled mu zero, Hubert et al., 2021, and inverse RL methods exploit this. Why this matters when you use AI. The control as inference framing is the theoretical bedrock under three commercially important algorithm families, SAC and continuous control RL. All modern actor-critic algorithms for continuous control trace back to the soft Bellman derivation. ESAC remains the open-source workhorse in 2025. RLHF and its successors DPO, IPO, KE, TAO. The full RLHF objective is variational. The recent direct preference optimization variants, Rafailov et al., 2023, DPO, are alternative samplers from the same variational posterior, skipping the explicit reward model stage. The KL regularized objective stays. Inverse RL and reward learning. Maxen IRL, Zeebart, 2008, is the inverse problem under this framework. Given demonstrations, infer the reward function whose posterior they best fit. Underlies several preference learning and value alignment systems. Lesson 13 covers RLHF in depth as the killer application of this entire phase. The Phase 1, 2, 3 narrative arc. Phase 1. Name the failure modes and core estimators. Reinforce. Actor critic. On policy fundamentals. Phase 2. This phase closes here. The algorithm zoo. DQN, off policy plus engineering. PPO, on policy plus clipping. Model based, learn plus plan. Variational, LBO plus soft Bellman. Five families, one mathematical thread. Phase 3, production applications. RLHF, agentic systems, safety aligned training. The pieces from phases 1 to 2 wired together for real world deployment. The phase 2, phase 3 boundary checkpoint after this lesson reviews ELKS through L12 as a coherent unit. What you should remember from this lesson: control as inference turns RL into Bayesian inference. Introduce optimality variables, where the probability that the optimality variable equals 1, given state and action, is proportional to the exponential of the reward over alpha, the posterior over trajectories, given that all optimality variables equal 1 is the max ent RL distribution. The soft Bellman backup sets Vsoft to alpha times the log of the sum over actions of the exponential of Qsoft over alpha, and Qsoft to the reward plus gamma times the expected next state Vsoft. The log sum XP is the soft max. Two limits. As alpha approaches 0, the log sum XP becomes the max and soft Bellman reduces to hard Bellman. Lesson 6. As alpha approaches infinity, the policy becomes uniform. Worked example. Two action terminal. Alpha etal 1. Rewards 1 and 0. Vsoft is the log of E plus 1, about 1.313. Soft policy, 0.731 and 0.269. Limits match. SAC implements this backup. RLHF is the same framework with the pre-trained model as the prior. Maxent IRL is the inverse problem. The choice of prior is the design knob. Everything else follows from variational inference in the right graphical model. Fleet pattern. The loss function determines what the model learns. Mu0, GPA, SAKE, RLHF are all incarnations of pick the right loss. Variational inference makes this principle explicit. Phase 2 closes here. L6 through L12 covered the algorithmic zoo, DQN, PPO, model-based, variational, control as inference, as a coherent unit. Phase 3 opens at L13 with RLHF as the killer production application.